are still focusing on this wonderful Hudson Children's Book Festival, which is going to be tomorrow, free admission at the junior senior high school between 10 and 4. And we're moving up. I don't want to say we're moving up in the world. We're moving up in the age group. We have I'm going to have our current writers who are going to talk more about chapter and series books. We're getting up into those middle grades, middle grade authors. And could you guys each introduce yourself and tell us about what you're going to be talking, what book you're bringing to the book festival tomorrow?
All right. My name's Chris Grabenstein, sort of like Frankenstein. Chris Grabenstein. And I think tomorrow they're going to have, I co-author some books with James Patterson. And so they're going to have a book called I Funny that is currently a bestseller among middle grades books. That'll be there tomorrow. And then I believe they also have, I do a series called Riley Mack and the Other Known Troublemakers and another series about ghost stories, the haunted mysteries. So hopefully they'll all be there. It'll be a lot of fun.
Welcome, Chris.
Hey, Jim. I'm Colleen Parator, and I have 17 books out. I write picture books through YA novels. I'm best known for a series that started with a book called The Wedding Planner's Daughter, and it's now a six-book series about a girl who's a huge book lover, wants to be a writer, and she does community rent in each of the books. She takes on something in the world that she wants to make a difference about, and they're set on Cape Cod, and they'll be there tomorrow. I have a new novel called Dream Sleeves about a girl who believes if you have a dream, you should wear it on a sticky label out in the world because you can pass by just the person who could read it and help you make it come true. And I have a picture book, a new picture book called Big. It's about what it really means to be big in the world. And it's won a couple of nice awards. So that's what I'll be doing tomorrow. I'll be reading Big, too, at 10:30.
Great. Welcome, Colleen.
Hello, Jim. I'm Rita Williams-Garcia, and I got my start writing for teens, or as I like to call them, hormonal group and up. I now write for younger readers, grades 4 through 7. And the book that I'm most known for is One Crazy Summer. And hopefully the sequel will arrive in time for the book festival tomorrow, which is called PSB 11.
PSB?
B. B-E.
Oh, B. Okay.
B. 11, as in 11
PSB.
Years
oh, okay.
old.
Oh, right. Okay.
Not the name of a school.
Yes, exactly.
I'm from New York City. PSB.
We're going in a whole new direction here, and it sounds like you're all multi-book authors. We talked a few minutes ago to people who are just...
We drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Writing and publishing their first book, and now we're into the... super experienced authors with, that's what we do. We put books out in the world. And you're all also writers for different age groups. Do you want to talk about that? What's it like to shift gears? What age group do you particularly like? What are the specific challenges?
Well, my first book I ever published was an adult murder mystery called Tilt-A-Whirl. And of course, it had adult language and adult situations. And I've got 20 nieces and nephews who could not read a word of it. So I decided I wanted to write for a younger audience, and I love writing for what the publishers call middle grades readers, which are, they're not middle grade, it's not their quality, but they're ages 8 through 12, and as you, I love your hormonal, they're non-hormonal at that point. The boys and girls like each other, but they don't like each other.
Yeah.
So
pre-hormonal.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so yeah. And then that's a lot of fun, and I just talked to the middle school today, and they're just a great audience. There's a lot of fun. Their imagination is so vivid. They read a wide spectrum of books, too, so it's a terrific audience.
Mm. It's great.
I started out writing picture books, which I thought I would be doing forever, until a very wise editor at Simon & Schuster said, no, I really think you have the voice of like a 12-year-old girl. I want you to write a novel. And that's what prompted me to write The Wedding Planner's Daughter. And I'm a character-driven writer. I don't show up on the page unless I've got a person in me and I'm fascinated with him or her. And I want to know what she wants more than anything in the world. And then I show up and then plot comes from that. And to me, it's the surprise of the writing that's just so, so exciting.
Okay, yeah. So the character may take you someplace that you're not necessarily predicting.
Absolutely. I don't plan out plot at all. Mm. That would take the fun out of it for me. And I'm thrilled to be sitting next to Rita. One Crazy Summer is one of my favorite books.
She is terrific.
Oh, well, thank you all. Thank you. Who knew that my journey would take me here? My very first novel was Blue Tights, Big Butt. Now, that was about 30 years ago, and I had a hard time selling it. I wonder why. I think the first thing that went was the butt. But I became very, very at home writing what they called edgy YA. And after, I don't know, writing about sexual abuse and promiscuity and so forth and so on, it occurred to me that I had an inner child in me that never quite grew up. So why didn't I tap into that? So I went back to the 1960s and started writing from that point of view. And I'm still there. Okay, well, now it's 1970.
So the books take place in 1970, or you have to go to that place?
Well, it's a little bit of both. Uh-huh. I drift back into my diaries, which I still keep, and into my memories of the late 1960s. This is a volatile 1960s, and my characters are in that world. It's 1968 in Oakland, but now it's 1969 and in Brooklyn.
Great.
Okay. I listen to old Monkees music to get me back in the mood.
And what are you, you talked a little about what you're going to be doing at the Children's Book Festival. Is this the first time you've all been to the Children's Book Festival?
This is my first visit here, and I'm looking forward to it. So, yeah.
Where are you coming from, Chris?
I live down in New York City, and it's my first time at this festival, and it's beautiful up here.
Is your first time in Hudson?
No, I vaguely remember coming up here and shopping for antiques at some okay. some jaunt in my past.
I see. Great.
I think I've been here 3 or 4 times now, at least. It's an amazing day. The people who put this on, just a class act all the way around, and it's great fun, and the young people who come and their families are going to be guaranteed a super, super day tomorrow. Yeah. Mm. We love Hudson.
Well, I think I'm the only newbie in the group?
No, I'm newbie.
You are.
This is
the
first time.
Okay. This is also...
To the festival, yes.
Also a first time. So I'm kind of looking around and looking at everybody, people who I recognize. I know their books. I don't know their names. I know their names. I don't know their books. But we're all very excited to be here, and I'm excited to be here as well.
And Rita, where are you coming from today?
I am coming from Jamaica, Queens, New York.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. So all and Colleen, where did you say you're?
I'm from Troy.
Oh, okay. So mm-hmm. up in the Albany area. Mm-hmm. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. And is there any hobnobbing or professional networking you get to do? Just meeting people and
we knob our hobs all the time. Oh yeah, my knob is almost hobbed off right
yes.
now.
We're getting okay, ready to knob some hobs. reception.
We're having a little party tonight. So that'll
oh
be
great!
Fun. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in and sharing your energy and ideas of your books, and I can't wait to see you tomorrow at the festival.
Thanks for having
and,
us in.
Sure.
Thanks
sure.
a lot.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Yeah. Take care. And I'm going to find some music right now. This is going to be an interesting. Any requests?
Paperback writer.
Paperback writer
would be great.
Yeah.